I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Harris moving without the ball. Gets it back for Irving. Seven to shoot. Irving goes to work. Harris catching fire. Oh, yeah. A three.
It's BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski on the BetQL Audio Network.
BetQL and Radio.com have partnered up to help you beat the sports books. Use our promo code DAILY for 20% off any subscription. BetQL helps sports bettors of all types, from the first-time bettors to hardcore, make more informed betting decisions using data and analytics. Again, use our promo code DAILY for 20% off any subscription. Joe Ostrowski, John Jastrzemski. This is BetQL Daily on a Friday via the BetQL Audio Network, and we appreciate Ian Begley for making time for us this morning. He covers the Knicks, Nets, and the Association for SNY TV. Ian, let's start with the Nets here, because if you look at the odds this morning, you would see the Nets as the second favorite in the NBA, plus 350, and the clear-cut favorite in the East at plus 140. After their recent run, do you think that's fair? Do you view Brooklyn as the second-best team?
Yeah, I do, and I think, you know, depending on what they can do at the trade deadline, buyout market, if they can get a big who can defend, you know, I think I might put them ahead even higher just because of the star power on that team and the idea that more recently they've started to come together on the defensive end. And if they're even average defensively, we know the way they're going to be able to score the ball in the playoffs. If they can get some stops based on how they're playing defense, I like them a lot in the East.
Well, Ian, what's happening, brother? It's always good chatting. And, you know, I was thinking about fading Brooklyn the other day against Sacramento, because you know the deal. They come back off an undefeated road trip. They dominated the Lakers. They had the big win over the Clippers. And, you know, you're back in your own bed. You may be a little lethargic. And I know it's Sacramento, so I don't want to be, like, going nuts and waving pom-poms. But doesn't it show you something now that Brooklyn, without Durant, has just wiped the floor with teams like Sacramento and Orlando, considering that earlier in the year, these are teams ENA was struggling with?
Absolutely, JJ, and it's good to talk to you when it's not after dark. But I do think that you make a great point, man. It's like they I think it was about the lack of cohesion and then just them, you know, getting used to each other on the floor early on when they were losing to those teams that they should have been beating. That West Coast trip, I think, you know, did a lot for them to come together. You know, again, particularly on the defensive end, they did so much without Kevin Durant. They're doing so much without Kevin Durant. And that's why I feel really bullish about them. And I do think that they're, you know, they're going to be able to add something at the deadline in the buyout market that will even make that defense better. So yeah, Steve Nash's group is in a really good spot right now. It's going to be interesting to see how they handle things over the next month or so.
Was this even close to the James Harden you were expecting?
You know what? I was stunned because early on, well, first of all, let me back up for a second. He comes here and he says day one, you know, I just want to fit in. I want to facilitate. And, you know, you kind of, if you've watched the league for a long time, you don't know how much stock to put in those words. You're just saying the right thing. But then he hits the floor and he's becoming this distributor. He's become this distributor right off the bat where you were wondering, why is he not shooting enough? So the way he transformed himself from Houston Harden to Brooklyn Harden is just remarkable. And I think he deserves a ton of credit for the way he's approached these games in Brooklyn and the way he has adapted and allowed Kyrie Irving to not have to adapt as much as we thought he'd have to. And then when Durant gets back, you know, I think he's pretty versatile, but he'll allow Durant to be Durant. So, you know, hats off to James Harden and the adjustments that he has made to become this facilitator for this Nets team.
The great Ian Begley over at SNY joins us here on BetQL Daily. Okay, Ian, Knickerbockers. It's amazing you look at where they're at in the Eastern Conference. Better record than Boston. Better record than Miami. Same record as the Toronto Raptors. I guess that's the Tibbs effect for you. But I thought last night, watching Emmanuel quickly bounce back after a couple of rough games and light up the Sacramento Kings. Listen, he's not going to win the Rookie of the Year. They're probably guys who are a little ahead of him stat-wise. But do you think there was a little additional sense of motivation with Mr. Halliburton on the other side of the court?
You know what? Just the confidence that he has, I wouldn't be surprised at all if there was. And actually, JJ, you point that out, and that was a bad job by my colleagues and I for not asking quickly that last night. I mean, wow. What a disgraceful job by the New York media.
Oh, that's all right. Listen, I give you guys a pass. You guys are grilling the players and the coaches enough every now and again. Listen, you could just ask them today, tomorrow. I'm sure you'll figure it out.
I appreciate that. I'm going to give you credit on that one when we ask him. But, yeah, so the idea with quickly, like, you know, such a young player. I think he was something like 3 of 22 in his three games leading into that Sacramento game. But Thibodeau said that they were never worried about it because he's so confident. And he works every day. Like, he's the same player every day on the practice floor. So he had no worries at all about quickly in a potential shooting slump. And then, you know, he proved to be right because quickly came out and lit it up against Sacramento, and he was fantastic. The interesting thing there is obviously Derrick Rose slid into the starting point guard role with Alfred Payton out. So then you had a scoring point guard in Rose in the starting lineup. You had a scoring guard in quickly in the bench lineup, and it worked out pretty well. I just wonder if Tom Thibodeau sees that and thinks about making lineup adjustments based on what he saw last night.
Ian, I covered Tibbs here in Chicago during that Bulls run when he had Derrick Rose, and it was funny. After he left, he had some time off. Then he took the job in Minnesota. I recall him saying, you know, I've learned a few things. I'm going to dial it back a little bit. Everybody here that covered him like, okay, yeah, whatever, Tibbs. We know how you are. You're going to grind every game, every minute. Is it the same old Tibbs in New York?
You know, he's playing to win games. So from that respect, it hasn't changed, and I think you like that if you're a Knick fan and the Knick organization. That's why you brought him here. Whether he has dialed back how he's, you know, using players in practice, and I think he talked about making adjustments to that before he took the Knick job, and it's hard to tell. You know, I've asked him about it a couple of different ways, and I haven't gotten a solid answer on it, but I would imagine just the Knicks aren't practicing that much because we're playing in the middle of a pandemic, so... I'm sure it's just dialed back because of that. And, you know, these guys, by and large, have stayed fresh. Julius Randle's playing a lot of minutes, but I would think that the adjustments are made in non-game days, right, in between games where you're not killing guys in practice after you play them 40 minutes or so. So I think just the effect of the pandemic has helped these guys stay fresh, as strange as that sounds. But Thibodeau's playing to win. And, you know, they also have to try to develop young players here, and that's kind of the crux of it this season, is how much player development do you sacrifice for winning games? So far, we've seen the veterans get minutes over young players in the instance of like Frank Ntilikina and Kevin Knox, and they're winning games, so it's hard to argue with it.
Okay, Ian, they're a nice story. They got a chance to make the postseason. They're going to give Knick fans a meaningful second half of the year. I think there's a lot to feel good about. Now, you know it's a star-driven league. So I guess my question is, who is the guy you think they're going to prioritize, they're going to target, whether it's via trade, via free agency over the next, I don't know, 6, 12, 18 months, that they're looking to add to this mix. Because I don't think there's any doubt the Knicks know, as currently constructed, they still got a lot more work to do. Do you have one particular player in mind?
I would keep an eye. I'm not keeping an eye on Bradley Beal. I know every team is keeping an eye on Bradley Beal. The reason I wouldn't is because the Knicks would really have to gut their roster to bring Beal to New York. And then if you're Beal, you're leaving Washington because you want to win. You're not putting yourself in a situation in New York where you're going to win right away unless you have, you know, your buddies coming to play with you via free agency. So that's why I wouldn't put Beal at the top of that list. One player I would keep an eye on 6, 12, 18 months is Zach LaVine, because Zach, obviously incredible young talent. Previous regimes, there had been friction there. And, you know, he says he's happy with Billy Donovan, and I would imagine the Bulls are going to offer him an extension at some point. But if they don't extend him and things go a little bit sideways, then you could see them listening to trade offers for LaVine. He's going to be a free agent in two summers. He would cost a lot in the trade, but where he is age-wise and what he does on the floor, I just think he'd be the kind of fit that the Knicks would be looking for via trade. And I don't think if you're the Knicks, you can wait on free agency. I think you have to be aggressive in the trade market if you want to acquire a number one.
Yeah, the way LaVine's playing right now, you're number 7, but he's still only 25 years old. He's going to end up getting a max deal with the numbers that he's throwing up on a nightly basis. The Bulls somehow relevant in the Eastern Conference with Ian Begley, SNY TV. This is BetQL Daily on the BetQL Audio Network. So in the Eastern Conference overall, Ian, you look to the top for most. If we're talking title run, it's Philly, Brooklyn, Milwaukee. Those are the teams you could really make a case. Which team's the biggest threat to Brooklyn?
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I think Philly. I mean, you look at the way Joel Embiid has played by and large this season. You look at the way Ben Simmons has guarded. You know, there's rumor, I think it was my guy Keith Pompey in Philly reporting that Kyle Lowry has eyes on playing in Philadelphia. I know Mark Borrowstein, his agent, came out and denied that. But if Philly was able to trade for Kyle Lowry, I mean, that's a tough, tough team. And that core has played together. They've been through the playoffs together in Simmons and Embiid. So, yes, I really think that the Nets would have a tough time matching up against Embiid unless they were to acquire center. So that's the team that I'm looking at if I'm Brooklyn, and I'm saying that's who I have to get ready for once we get deep into these Eastern Conference playoffs.
Ian, I'm not going to lie, man. I'm getting suckered into the Utah Jazz. They whooped the Lakers the other night. I know it's a regular season game, and I know Anthony Davis was not there. But if you look at their efficiency numbers on offense, on defense, they got a star in Donovan Mitchell. They got a ton of three-point shooting. Is this a championship contender? I'm starting to think yes.
I mean, the depth and the way they're playing right now, they have the profile of a championship contender because you mentioned the numbers, JJ, and they're obviously top 10 offense, top 10 defense in the league. And that's what you look at when you talk about title contenders because traditionally, team that wins the title more often than not is top 10 in both categories. And again, you talk about a playoff tested group, a group that's had continuity together, tremendous coach and Quinn Snyder. You know, I think they should be there. I don't see them getting past the Laker team that's fully healthy. You know, who's going to slow down Anthony Davis? I mean, that's a tough matchup for the whole league. But certainly the way they're playing right now, you could see them getting all the way to that Western Conference final and giving the Lakers, you know, a tough time.
Ian, LeBron's still the betting favorite to be the MVP, despite losing five of their last six games, not looking great without AD. Who would be your pick right now?
I would go LeBron until I see clear evidence otherwise, because you just don't bet against LeBron James in any kind of you know MVP award, because I think he wants it this year. You know, he's playing a lot of minutes. He's not, and he's, you know, I know they've lost. They've struggled without AD, but let's say they win a few games without AD. They right the ship. He drives the bus, and then AD comes back, and then they start rolling. Their narrative will be that LeBron, you know, held serve with Davis out, and then they start to roll again. So I think he can make that clear cut case for MVP. That's why I'm still going with him until I, again, see clear cut evidence that it's going to be somebody else.
Ian, real quick, percentage, New York Knickerbockers back in the postseason. What would you put it at on February 26th?
I'm going to go 55% because I think they're going to make a move at the deadline to boost the offense. I think they'll get in that play-in tournament and, you know, single games, Tom Thibodeau, veteran group. I like their chances in that play-in tournament.
Ian Begley, at Ian Begley on Twitter, SNY TV. Ian, thanks for jumping on this morning.
My pleasure, fellas. Take care.
Later, Ian.
Stuff from Ian there. I can't vote for LeBron right now. How about you, JJ?
I mean, listen, I want Embiid to win the award. I'm in on the Sixers. So yeah. To me, I want to see Embiid continue to go and dominate. It's no fun rooting for LeBron James and the Lakers. But at this point, Joe O, he deserves to be the betting favorite. I mean,
I got
to
bet on
there.
I got to bet on Jokic at 33. But I agree with you that Embiid should be the favorite right now.
I mean,
but
look at the numbers. He's
that's how the voters
Sixers
are going to be.
And combine that with the record that he has. Enough said.
I think what Ian said right there, that's the mentality of a lot of voters. It's got knock LeBron out. Is anybody going to do that? It's a good thing to see our Bulls and Knicks here, you know, back in the mix. Somewhat
what
relevant
is this,
in the Eastern Conference.
1996? Sounds great, man. Sounds great.
Damn right. We only had the last dance over the summer. That's JJ. I'm Joe Ostrowski. This is a BetQL Daily. We'll talk some football with Eric Eager of PFF, quarterback rumor mill. That's next. You're locked into the BetQL Audio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.